divisions and plantae. Division biofighter. It lacks conducting tissue. They have tiled body. They have rhizodes. Game to 5 generation is dominant to sporophyte. There are two classes, namely class hepatae and class musi. Class hepaticae. Game to 5 is leafy or a flat talus with no stem or leaves. Rhizodes are unicellular. Class mosaic. Gametophyte has upright stem with leaf-like structures which are spirally arranged in whorls. Rhizodes are multicellular. Sporophyte has a long stalk. Differences between class hepaticae and class mosaic. Class hepaticae is unicellular, which means it has unicellular rhizodes, but class mosaic has multicellular rhizodes. Class hepaticae. Its heart is gametophyte, which is not upright, but class mosaic has its gametophyte, which is upright. Class hepaticae has tiled gametophyte, but class mosaic has no tiled gametophyte. Division lycopodophyta. They have roots, stems, and leaves. Leaves are small and are arranged in a whorl. Sporangia are found in strobilus. Division Filicinophyta. Sporangia are found in clusters called soil. Sporophyte is independent of gametophyte. Sporophyte is dominant. It has large leaves called fronds. Class Peptopetta. It has fertile leaves. Sporangia are on lower surface. Differences between bryophytes and peptidophytes. In bryophytes, sporophyte is a parasite on the gametophyte, but in the peptidophyte, sporophyte is independent on the gametophyte. In bryophytes, it lacks conducting tissues, but in peptidophyte, it has conducting tissue. In bryophyte, it lacks true roots, stems, and leaves, but in peptidophyte, it has true roots, stems, and leaves. Bryophytes has main plants, which is gametophyte, and peptidophyte has its main plant, which is sporophyte. Division Coniferophyta. They have needle-shaped leaves. Seeds are produced inside cones. They have no flower or fruit. Division Cycadophyta. They have common leaves. Leaves are clustered at the apex of the stem. Unbranched stems are present. They lack flowers and fruits. Their cones are borne at the apex of the trunk. Division Angiospermophyta. They have flowers. Seeds are contained in fruits. There are two classes under it, namely Monocotyledonae and Dicotyledonae. Class Monocotyledonae. It has embryo with one seed leaf. Floral parts are in multiples of three. Leaves have parallel venations. Leaves are narrow. Leaves lack petiole. They have leaf sheath. They have fibrous root system. They have vascular bundles, which are scattered in stems. Class D cotyledoni. Embryo has two seeds. The floral parts are in multiples of 4 or 5. Their leaves are broad. The leaves have petiole. They have trap root system. Vascular bundles form a ring in the system. Differences between monocotyledoni and dicotyledoni. Monocotyledoni has floral parts in multiples of 3, but dicotyledoni has floral parts in multiples of 5. Monocotyledoni has parallel leaf veins, but dicotyledoni has no parallel veins, but the veins are net. Monocotyledoni has fibrous roots. Dicotyledoni has tap roots. Monocotyledoni has scattered bundles, but dicotyledoni have bundles form a ring. Similarities between plants and algae. They both have cellulose cell wall. They both have chlorophyll in chloroplast. They both store foods as starch. They both are autotrophs. They both are eukaryotes. Differences between fungi and plants. Fungi has no chlorophyll, but plants have chlorophyll present. Fungi has chitinous cell wall, but plants have cellulose cell wall. Fungi has no root system, but plants have root system. Fungi stores glycogen, but plants store starch. Kingdom Animalia. They are eukaryotic. They are multicellular and have nervous system for coordination. They lack chlorophyll. The animal kingdom has 8 phyla. Phylum Cynadaria, phylum Platyhelminthes, phylum Nematoda, phylum Annelida, phylum Mollusca, phylum Arthropoda, phylum Echinodermata, phylum Chordata. Body symmetry in mammals. There are 3 possibilities of body symmetry, which are bilateral, radial, and symmetrical. Phylum Cynadaria and phylum Echinodermata have radial symmetry. Mollusca have both bilateral symmetry and asymmetrical individuals. The rest have bilateral symmetry. Advantages of bilateral symmetry. It has an adaptation for directed movement. There's a presence of anterior and posterior ends to provide specialization in sensory perceptions. Cephalization in animals. Cephalization is the concentration of nervous tissue at the anterior end of body, resulting in the formation of a distinct head. Advantages of cephalization: rapid sensory perception about food, danger, and environment factors are the advantages of cephalization. Body layers in animals. Animals are either diploplastic or triploplastic. Body layers in animals refer to embryonic germ tissues. Which form which adult tissues are derived? Diploblastic. It means two body layers. This means the adult tissue develops from two embryonic germ tissues. Such animals with two body layers have single opening, representing the gut. The outer layer is the ectoderm, and the inner layer is called the endoderm. The two layers are separated by a non-living layer called mesoglossia. The Echinodera is the only phylum, which is diploblastic. Triploblastic. They are animals, and these animals are those with three body layers, which can be traced to the development of the embryo, which first differentiated into three embryonic germ layers, namely the outer ectoderm, middle mesoderm, and inner endoderm. In other words, this means that the adult tissue develops from the three embryonic germ tissues. Ectoderm is the outermost embryonic cell layer. This later develops into the epidermis, nervous tissue, and sense organs. Endoderm is the innermost embryonic cell layer. This layer develops into the lining of the respiratory and digestive tracts. Mesoderm is the middle of the embryonic cell layers. This layer develops into the bone, blood, muscle, and connective tissue and dermis. Apart from echinoderms, all other animals and the phyla are triploblastic. Body cavities in triploblastic. There are two types of body cavities found in animals. They are enteron and colon. The enteron is the cavity that opens to the external environment through the mouth and the anus, or the mouth only. In echinoderms, the enteron opens the mouth only. In triploblastic animals, enteron is the lumen, enclosed by the gut, which starts from the mouth and ends in the anus, thereby opens to the external environment. The colon is a Greek word which means cavity. The animal is either acoelomate, pseudocolomate, or colomate. Colon is the body cavity that exists between the gut and the outer body wall. Unlike the enteron, the colon does not open to the external environment. It is fluid-filled space in which body organs may be suspended. In other words, a colon is a fluid-filled cavity between the gut and the outer body wall in mammals, such as humans. The colon has two parts, namely the abdominal and the thoracic cavities, in which the body organs such as the liver, kidneys, stomach, lungs, and the heart are suspended. Acoelomate means animals with no body cavity. This is found in platyhelminthes only. Pseudocolon is the colon which exists between the endoderm and the ectoderm, with the mesoderm suspended freely in it. Such body cavity is not lined with mesoderm, but rather mesoderm is suspended in it. Pseudocolon is found in the nematodes only and are referred to as pseudocolons. A true colon is the one bounded on the inner and the outer side by the lining of mesoderm. In other words, the body cavity is lined with mesoderm. Animals with a true body cavity are referred to as chordates. It should be noted that among the triboblastic phyla in the animal kingdom, the platyhelminths are acaulomates. Nematoda are pseudocaulomates. The rest are caulomates. Importance of caulom. Caulomic fluid serves as transporting medium of substances. It provides space for enlargement of internal organs and their free movement. It enables animals to increase in size. It separates biological systems of the body wall and alimentary canal to ensure independent and efficient functioning.